Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now at Rogers Place. The Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames start tomorrow at the Saddle Dome. We'll be there live from 12 to 3 on the game days, which is Wednesday and Friday. And we're going to head off at this time on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. And we are pleased to be joined on the line. And welcome back to the show, Calgary Flames General Manager Brad Treliving. Brad, it's Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you making out today?
Absolutely. It seemed like you had about 8,000 shot attempts in the game against Dallas in Game 7. Hockey can be a brutally unfair game. You guys were the better team in that series. But given that you had such a great year, a 50-win, 111-point season, what did it mean for you guys to survive that first round? Because one bounce and it could have gone the other way. Just same for Edmonton against Los Angeles, but obviously, you know, you get the series victory. What did it mean for your group?
Well, it's big. Anytime that you can advance, that's the goal, is to survive and continue to play. And you know, I liked our group in our first round. You know, you got to focus on, you know, for us, it's not focusing on the result, but what the things you have to do to get the result. And I think for the lion's share of that series, we did those things. You know, what it does, Bob, and I think for everybody out there, is it shows you how tight the league is. You know, you know the days of, oh, you know, all the expert analysis of saying this team's a favorite or that team's a favorite or this is an underdog. I mean, the league is margins. It's just that the margins are so, so tight. And in our case, we played a really good Dallas team. It's a veteran team. They've been through the emotional roller coaster that you get in the playoffs. Their goaltender was outstanding, and we, you know, so my hat's off to Jimmy Nell and Bones and that whole group. They were a formidable opponent, and we knew that going in. And you know, credit to our group, they hung in there and kept banging away, and we got one to go in the extra time, and it felt good when it went in, for sure.
Mike Smith was at 938 in the series against LA. Jacob Markstrom was at 943. That's the thing that's overlooked for me a little bit, Brad. And we discussed this at the start of the year. I mean, I had you guys as the easiest bounce back going because I knew there was no way Jacob Markstrom was going to be 904 again. He ended up 922. What I didn't have was that Lindholm, Goodrow, and Tkachuk all were going to score 40 goals this year. That was, I thought you guys were going to make the playoffs all day. And did you think part of your season that's been the most underrated has been the performance of Jacob Markstrom in goal?
Yeah, really, really good point, Bob. And even in our series, if you look at our series, Jacob was, I think he's the reason we won, you know, at the end of the day. And I know, you know, Jake got a lot of praise, and rightly so. I think a lot of it is the shot volume, where we had, you know, even in Game 7, you talk about the shots and the shot attempts, but, you know, they had some really good looks. Even in overtime, there was a Pavelski look. Robertson, Heiskanen came in, so again, had a backdoor look, and Markey was just, he's been sort of our foundation and our anchor all year, and so I do think it gets overlooked in a lot of ways. You know, you see guys that put up big offensive numbers, and rightly so, they get a lot of attention. But no different than what Smitty did in your guys' series up there. You know, those guys have been doing this for a long time, and they're both real good goalies, and we certainly wouldn't be moving on if it wasn't for Jacob. So He's been our rock all year.
Brad, June of 2018, you acquired Noah Hanifin and Elias Lindholm from the Carolina Hurricanes in the Dougie Hamilton trade. Ferlin's career, obviously concussions played a factor in it. They couldn't retain Adam Fox in that trade. Could you have envisioned it to have gone as well as it worked? I mean, let's face it, your best defenseman, I think, all around is Noah Hanifin. Maybe you differ. And Lindholm, to me, with all due respect to Tkachuk and Goodrow, who are special players, Lindholm's a great first-line center. It's worked out about as well as you could possibly imagine, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And you know, I'd love to tell you we knew it was going to go exactly like this, but that wouldn't be the truth. We like both players a lot. We thought, you know, when we made the deal, we like the players. We really looked at Lindy as a centerman. He hadn't played a ton of center in Carolina, but he, you know, even going back to his draft year where, you know, when I was in Arizona, we watched him a ton his draft year. And, you know, he was a center. And you know, there's when you're scouting, as you know, there's players coming up that play center or there are centers. And there's a difference. You know, you can have a lot of guys that play center at a younger age, but when you say, are they NHL centers? A lot of those guys get pushed out to the wall. You know, we thought just Lindy's just his overall 200-foot, two-way game, you know, his ability to finish, everything that we looked at, even in his time in Carolina, he did everything right. It's just the last 10 feet, you know, it wasn't going in for him at the rate that we thought it could at some point. So he's been tremendous for us. I think it's backed up with his Selke nomination here today. And as you said with Noah, Noah's a kid that, you know, you go back to him, he always played above his age group. And that, as you know, that's really hard. You know, when he's 15, he's playing in the U18 groups. You know, his first year of college, he's really an underage playing against, you know, 21, 22-year-olds. He breaks into the league. He jumps in the NHL at 18. Never really played with his peer group. He's always been above his peer group. So, you know, the guy who's played north of 400 games now at the ripe old age of 23 or 24, whatever he is, you know, we just felt as he settles in more, gets more comfortable with the league, the physical tools, he's big, you know, he's a real big man, strong, skates effortlessly for a big man, can eat up minutes, you know, moves pucks, can defend. So we just thought there was a lot of upside. So, you know, and in those deals, you have to give to get. And we gave up some good players in those deals. But we're certainly glad we got these two guys with us.
Calgary Flames general manager Brad Treliving and Bob Stauffer with you on Oilers Now. Brad, the Flames, you don't just have a tough team. You have the toughest team. You have a big team. And even in terms of what you have coming and what you identify, I got to ask you this. Is it something you look for? Everyone looks for competitive players. But to me, you guys seem to draft competitive players that have got an edge as well. Is it a mantra that you guys have got in your organization? Because you have bite, not just at the NHL level, where, again, you've accumulated probably the toughest roster in the league, but in your minor league team as well.
Well, it's certainly, I mean, we view competitiveness as a skill, and it's an important trait. And, you know, I think you've always got to be conscious when you're talking about size. You can't just go out and say you're going to, you know, go get a guy just because he's big. You know, there's got to be the traits there. And the league is so hard, you know. And you're talking about the best league in the world, and sometimes the difference of players making it or not making it is, you know, just their will and their competitiveness, not only to play, but to reach their ceiling. You know, there's lots of people with talent and skill and ability and all those types of things, but do they have drive to be able to maximize the talent base that they have? And then when you get into, especially this time of the year, we all see it, it's hand-to-hand combat where it's the rinks. I always say the rinks shorten up. There's no space. There's no room. And I think to have success in this league, you know, you need to have a competitive gene. And you know, there's very. I don't know if it's a. I don't think we're not unique to looking at that. I think everybody in the league looks for, you know, you want competitive people, and when the margins are so thin and everything's so tight, sometimes that pushes you over the, you know, allows you to push through. But yeah, I mean, it's certainly something we value, and you know, whether it's player here or players that we go through the draft or players that we acquire, and you just hope you make the right decisions.
Last time Calgary and Edmonton played in the Battle of Alberta in the playoffs, Brad, I was in my mid-20s and I only had one chin. But it was awesome, man. It was rollerball on ice. Like, those two teams kicked the living you-know-what out of each other. And yeah. It was no country for old men hockey. All of that said, we finally got it. And I had Ken Holland on earlier, and he's stoked and pumped up to see it. He knows what it means for the province. It's going to be a kicker, isn't it? It's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
You know what? We're all supportive of our teams and all the rest of it, but I think it's just awesome for the province. You know, listen, it's a great rivalry, but until you're in it. Until I moved to Calgary, I remember watching this rivalry from, you know, a young guy growing up, and I mean, to me, it was always must-watch TV. As a kid from Vancouver, it was the biggest rivalry out there. But I'm just, more than anything, you're just happy for the province. The province deserves it. Nobody's as passionate about the game as the people in this province. And they'll get behind their respective teams, but everything. And I know everybody around the country and everybody in the world's gone through a lot of crap the last couple of years. But I think, you know, we've had to deal with our fair share of it in this province. And so to be able to have a series like this to bring the juice that I know it's going to bring, we're excited for it. We know it's a huge, huge challenge from a hockey standpoint. We're playing against. An awesome team, and it's an awesome challenge for us. But big picture, I think it's awesome for our province. I think everybody in the province wanted it. And let's not kid ourselves. We you and I follow the game here. Everybody in the NHL is looking. They'll be watching this from all the other markets. So I think it's going to be great. And I think everybody's going to have a hell of a time watching it.
See you down there tomorrow, Brad. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
You bet. That is Brad Treilvey, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton-owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu, a list of their 15 Edmonton and area locations, 4 in Calgary as well. Go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Staff recommendation is the Mediterranean Chicken. Royal Pizza. Everything's real at Royal. As we head into NHL today, Round 2 of the playoffs starts tonight. NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. And here is Brendan Escott.
Yeah, the Battle of Florida is darting in Sunrise tonight. There we go. The heavily favored Avalanche welcoming in St. Louis as well. We know the first Battle of Alberta in 31 years starts tomorrow at 7:30 CHED time. That's from the league, although online you can find where it says 8:30 p.m. as well. We'll go off of what the league says. 7:30 is the plan. Alex Barkov, Patrice Bergeron, and Elias Lindholm are your Selke Trophy finalists for the forward who best excels in the defensive aspects of the game. Barry Trotz, you heard, is interviewing with the Jets for the head coaching vacancy there. That's per Elliot Friedman. Mitch Marner, okay, I guess, after being carjacked by 3 armed men in Toronto last night. He was at a movie theater. I guess it happened in broad daylight as well, so taking some time to recover. And the Oil Kings of Winnipeg Ice will meet in the WHL's Eastern Conference Final, Games 1 and 2, this Friday and Saturday in Winnipeg.
When we come...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
back. The Oilers Now prospect report for Scott Arthur Millwork in this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. You're listening to Oilers Now. Tell you, Brent Ridge Ford, car Scott's lesson with Tasquin, the vehicle pipeline moving. Check with Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang, see if they got the right unit for you. If not, they can order it to the specifications that you want. But hurry. The order bank is getting full. If you want to be treated fairly when you buy a vehicle and get outstanding service, call the gang at Brent Ridge Ford. 1-877-477-4. That's 1-877-477-3673. Brent Ridge Ford, your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. We head into the Oilers Now prospect report for Scott Arthur Millwork. Custom cabinetry, luxury closets, exceptional millwork. Visit scottarthurmillwork.com today. Here's Brendan Escott.
Xavier Borgo, 3 points through 2 second-round games in the QMJHL playoffs. His 2 goals helped propel Shawinigan past Gatineau in game one. His points streak is now up to 10 games dating back to the regular season, in which he's registered 25 points. He's on a heater. Matvei Petrov, 6 points in 5 games so far in North Bay's matchup against Kingston. It's a goal and 5 assists for him. He's got points in all but 2 playoff games this year after a 90-point regular season.
Yes, and Kingston is out. They got knocked off the other night. And Shane Wright from Kingston, going to go number one in the NHL draft. All right, to this day in Oilers history, we could have done so many. This October, travel on a private WestJet charter flight to Cabot Links in Nova Scotia for 5 days of golf at the number 10 golf course in the world. Details at newwesttravel.com. I will tell you that on this date back in 2006, the Edmonton Oilers won their 4th consecutive game, rallying from 2-0 down. They beat the San Jose Sharks 2-0. Dwayne Rolison, 24 saves for the shutout. Brendan Escott's going to go back to 1987.
When Yari Curry, Paul Coffey, and Wayne Gretzky all tallied a goal and an assist, leading the Oilers past Philadelphia in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final at Northlands Coliseum.
All right, tonight, Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports. Brendan?
Yeah, Dave says you're going to hear from Kelly Rudy, Calgary Flames forward Barry Berezin, and Kela Productions president Don Metz.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Perry Berezin, who got credit for the Steve Smith bank shot goal and also got obliterated by Mark Messier, and I mean obliterated in the 1980s. I think he's still feeling that hit, actually.
Like he was hit by a sledgehammer?
Yes. There you go. Nicely done. Well done. There you go. A little Peter Gabriel old school for you. Tomorrow. We are on an extra hour tomorrow. We're going to go from 12 to 3. So the show is still, it's a fluid situation. But Brian Lott from the NHL Network will join us from Katie and Custom Built Homes. David Staples from the Cult of Hockey and the Edmonton Journal. And our NHL insider, John Shannon, for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Those will be amongst our several guests on tomorrow's show. Up next, a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3. Then the 6:30 Chat Afternoons with Jalen Nye from 3 until 6 o'clock. Special thanks to both the Oilers and Flames organizations for providing their general managers, as we had Ken Holland on from the Oilers and Brad Tree living on from Calgary and Sportsnet Spec as well. Back at you tomorrow, noon from the Saddle Dome in Calgary. You could have a big dipper.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.